Mae Roberts. Welcome to the winter membership edition of Stage and Studio. We're listening to a song from the hit musical Matilda. Northwest Children's Theater opens Matilda the Musical December 7th through January 5th. We're going to talk with the director and the star of the beloved children's story. And I'm excited to offer tickets today to support Kansas, your community radio station, at 1-877-500-5266. So stay tuned. This is Stage and Studio. Stop right before Matilda started singing. I'm DMA Roberts. First, it was a beloved book by children's author Roald Dahl. Then it became a hit movie with Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman. I remember that movie. Then it became a Tony Award-winning musical. And now it's in Portland, presented by Northwest Children's Theater. And with me in the studio right now to talk about Matilda the musical is artistic director and director Sarah Jane Hardy. Welcome back.
Thank you, DMA.
So good to have you here.
Good to be here.
And with her is Ella Carson, who plays the title role of Matilda. Welcome.
Thank you.
Your first time on Stage and Studio and to KABU.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your impressions of KABU so far?
I love it. Super cool.
I'd love to hear that. So welcome both to Stage and Studio. So Sarah, let's talk about the tale of Matilda. What is the story?
So the story of Matilda is, it's written by Roald Dahl. Which means for me that it centers a child, usually a child that is, in this particular case and in a lot of Roald Dahl stories, unfortunate in her upbringing, unfortunate in the circumstances in which she finds herself. And in the case of Matilda, she has some particularly terrible parents. Probably the worst parents we've ever put on the stage. Certainly the worst parents we've put on the stage in my 15 years at the theater.
Wow, that says a lot.
I know.
They're pretty terrible. Well, you know, they're really awful, aren't they?
They're beyond awful. Yeah. They're just terrible. And then she meets her headmistress. She finally gets to go to school, and she meets the headmistress of her school, who is at least twice as bad as her terrible parents, and in fact, a real villain. And I think what I love about the story of Matilda is that despite these terrible comic book level, terrible characters, she maintains her sense of self and she digs really, really deep to find solutions to the problems that she finds herself in. And without the help of even the good grown-ups are ineffective in this show.
Well, yeah, pretty much all the adults are kind of villains in this show, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a librarian that's helpful to her. Then her teacher, her kindergarten teacher is very kind, attempts to help her.
Yeah.
But it really is a world in which the adults are broken. And children are dealing with the consequences of the adults being broken.
Well, and I don't want to speak to that, you know, because I'm not a child, but I was. And often you feel as a child, perhaps Ella can talk about this, that you're kind of alone in this, that the kids are, you know, kind of on their own sometimes.
Totally.
Yeah.
100%.
You can relate to that feeling.
Yeah, definitely. And it's interesting, me being even older, a high schooler, imagining what it's like for elementary schoolers to be going through a similar situation, but being so young.
Yeah, how old is Matilda in this?
So Matilda's 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
Which
you're
is super
five.
Young.
Yeah. So you have to go back to your memory of what it's like to be five, right?
Yeah, definitely.
What's the differences? What have you had to do to think about what it's like to be 5 years old?
Well, with Matilda specifically, it's a really interesting dynamic because she is so young yet so mature. So I have to find the balance between keeping the youth and energy of literally a kindergartner, but having the mind of someone who is much older. So it's an interesting dynamic specifically for Matilda, but for the kid in her, it's energy, it's playfulness, her love of books, you know, it's all of that. So
you know, the kids can feel very powerless,
yes.
Right? But in Matilda, she's becomes empowered. And
yes.
It really is about empowering youth, right?
Totally.
So how does she become empowered?
Yes. So one of her biggest, her greatest things that it empowers her, I guess, would be books and stories. She loves books. She reads them all the time. Having her parents and her family not... you know, be there for her and interact with her. You know, she spends all her time in her room with her books, reading stories, and that's how she escapes from the world that she is living in. And I think that's, I think books do that very well, obviously.
Oh yeah, did it for me.
Yeah, you know? No, me
and
as well.
And then I write my own stories.
Yeah. Totally, yeah. Totally. Yeah. Yeah, I remember when I was younger, I loved books. It's great to be playing a character who feels the same way. Yeah.
But she also has magical powers.
Totally.
She?
Yeah. So, yeah. So not to
give too much away,
but she finds that through her empowering herself and just, yes, through that, she finds that she has the ability of some magical powers. And it's through her empowerment and her confidence and standing up for what's right is when she finds out that, yeah.
It's a really good message.
Totally.
It really is. Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Jane, so about the young girl's empowerment. I mean, it's got the whole show, Matilda, has a strong anti-bullying message, doesn't it?
Very, very much so. I think that, the grown-ups are bullies and the other grown-ups aren't able to prevent the bullying. And they stand in horror, but they are too. They themselves have been broken by the system, and it is the optimism and the imagination of youth that fires the revolution. And I think that Matilda herself, early on in the show, discovers that she doesn't really like how endings are written for you, and she doesn't understand why these characters just kind of don't write their own stories.
Oh, that's interesting. The endings are written for you.
And that's the system that she bucks. And that's the journey of the plot. Isn't her thought about that? She has a thought about it. And then this very strong sense of fairness that having, you know, I've worked with teenagers for a long time, I think a lot of kids have a very innate sense of fairness.
Yeah.
And Matilda embodies that sense of fairness. And
or a sense of injustice, too, right?
Certainly, in these circumstances, absolutely. Yeah. Injustice, fairness. And I think that Matilda really is so troubled by the terrible and hilarious. I mean, it's Roald Dahl, it's a musical, it's really, really funny. But it's funny in a very, I would say, British way.
Yeah.
As a British person.
Yeah.
It's got a British sense of wicked sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of commentary in this, too, about the school system.
Yeah. 100% satire.
And would you describe Matilda herself? What do you like playing about Matilda? Playing Matilda?
Well, what I said before, it's a challenge, right? Like, mm-hmm. She is so young, and she has this maturity about her. So it's like the combatants of her being a child with these friends who are so different from her because they are childlike, they are not worried about anything, you know, all this stuff. And then she's taking on her parents, the school, her headmistress, all of this stuff.
It's a revolution.
Yes.
Saying,
100%. And she's very different from her friends, and she realizes that. And I like that difference, you know. It's not something you see often, and especially with young girls in these lead roles, you see that they're often like, you know, they're doing it for other people. They're like, oh, all this stuff. But Matilda, I really feel like she is doing this for herself, and she is doing this because it is not right. Not for anyone, not because of anyone. She's doing it because it simply isn't right, and she needs it to change. And that's what I love about it.
Ella, I would like to ask you to just sing one line from your favorite song right now.
Okay, yeah.
From Matilda.
Yeah, okay. Do you want me to just...
Okay. Anytime you want, and okay. I appreciate you doing it.
Yeah. Even if you're little, you can do a lot. You mustn't let a little thing like little stop you. If you sit around and let them get on top, you might as well be saying you think that it's okay, and that's not right.
I love it.
Yeah, so like you can see in the lyrics, it's
nice that you have a British person to be your dialect coach.
I know.
Isn't it?
That's right.
So authenticity.
Although I'm from Liverpool and nobody can understand a word anybody says.
I know,
from
it's Liverpool. Like everybody thinks British is like monolithic, right? Yeah. It's all over the board. Northwest Children's Theater presents Matilda the Musical, and thank you for singing that.
Of course.
It's lovely.
Thank you.
And it's based on the book by Roald Dahl, and showtimes are noon and 4:30 p.m. December 7th through the 5th. And we're going to continue this conversation. I'm Dee Mae Roberts with Artistic Director and Director Sarah Jane Hardy of Northwest Children's Theater and the talented Ella Carson, who just sang for us. She plays the title role of Matilda in Matilda the Musical, and that's going to be running December 7th through January 5th, so it's perfect for holiday times, especially if you have young ones who would like to see a show where a lead girl is empowered. You know, it's really interesting to think about, Sarah Jane, that, you know, there really aren't that many plays in general where young, you know, women are lead roles,
correct,
you know, title roles, correct, but to have a youth play,
absolutely,
with a title role as a girl,
absolutely. I would say that you know, when I select the season, I do look for balance between, you know, across genders, across the whole gender spectrum, and I do look for balance in terms of the tone of the play. And it's often when you have a young female character in a lead role, she's often in a very passive place in that story. Things are happening around her and to her, and almost always there's an adult, often male, that comes and swoops in and saves her.
So this really passes the Bechdel test in major ways, right?
Major ways. And that's one of the things that makes Matilda, to me, a very modern and relevant story. Because I do see young girls all over, you know, locally in the theater, but also nationally and internationally, finding their voice and people starting to pay attention to them. They've always had interesting things to say.
And I like that it's a girl, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ella, but a girl who, you know, really doesn't care what people, like especially the adults, or, you know, she really does her own thing.
Totally,
you know, and she's not trying to, like, you know, placate somebody.
No, exactly.
Yeah, it's all about rebellion for her and finding her own voice.
It is. It's about finding what's right, and it's definitely.
And she's fighting for the other kids, too.
No, yeah, it's just fighting for, against injustice, you know, and it's exactly what you said, like, finding her own voice and sticking up for herself and her fellow schoolmates who can't do the same thing because she is so confident and so mature in her with herself. And yeah, anyways,
well, you seem very confident, mature to me.
Oh,
too.
Thank you.
So what has it like for you as an actor to be a title role, to be, you know, to somebody who carries, you know, most of the show?
So
right?
it's tough. It's a lot. It's like especially just being involved with a lot of other stuff at my school and college.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Wilson High School in Southwest Portland.
Wow, yeah. That's great.
Yeah. And so it's a lot to take on with the music and the dancing and the acting. But, you know, I really think that the chorus also does just as much with their dancing. And it's not, to me, being a lead role is not any different. It's not any different from being the other people in the cast. There's no, you know what I'm saying, it's just, you're the title character and you're in most of the scenes. That's,
well, it's
really
a lot of pressure
difference.
Too, and you can't
totally
mess up. You have to set the example, don't
yes
you?
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah. It's you're right. Yeah, you can't mess up because you're on stage all the time.
It's not easy.
Like, no,
it's, you know, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But at its heart too, it just seems like you know, that Matilda, you see her grow from somebody who's being victimized to somebody who really takes charge.
Totally.
And so there's also magic involved too.
Yeah.
So what's the magic part like?
So the magic, like, you mean like behind the scenes?
No,
or like
just
on stage.
Okay. Oh, on stage. Don't give away the magic tricks.
Oh,
you
never
give away the magic tricks,
never.
Right?
So,
magician's code, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. So like I said before, she finds her powers. She discovers them. She never knew she had them. And they come and then they sort of go. You know, it's when she feels that she needs to use them. It's not she's going to have them with her always because of these injustices and because when she starts going to school and with her headmistress being so cruel to the students, she discovers these powers that she's able to do this because she is so passionate about bringing down the injustice, basically.
Yeah, well, I'm all for that, yeah. You know, all that, any kind of empowerment.
Totally.
But, you know, but Sarah Jane, Northwest Children's Theater's always been, you know, racially diverse. Mm-hmm. But you also mm-hmm. are very inclusive. You have ASL, American Sign Language Performance, on December 21st at noon. And there's sensory-friendly performance on December 15th at 4:30 p.m., which is free of charge.
Correct.
For those who yes. need to take part of this. Yes. So can you tell me, I mean, inclusivity is so important, but I think most people don't know that, you know, people who are children and adults on the autism spectrum can have these kind of opportunities.
Absolutely, yeah. We started doing those performances about 3 years ago, and they have been life-changing in terms of sort of cracking open the box that theater lived in my head. First of all, the changes that we make in order to accommodate and our sensory-sensitive guests are very minimal. We leave the house lights up. We take the sound levels down a little bit.
That's it?
Strobes are off.
Yeah.
Each show, maybe we'll do a little bit of tweaking. We used to do a lot more. And we found over the years in community conversation that, nope, the thing that made the difference was the invitation.
Sometimes I'd like to go to that because I often think that theater's loud. Too loud, yeah. You know?
I think that for the families themselves, the fact that their child or their loved one was welcome in the theater, regardless of any sort of non-traditional behaviors, seemed to make all the difference.
Yeah. And I like hearing this because there have been instances where people have been kicked out of theaters
correct.
Because they thought they were talking
correct
inappropriately.
And we
when it
really,
was just a response yeah. to the show.
And we really yeah. talk about theater as an act of service at Northwest
yeah.
Children's Theater.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, getting to know the community that you are serving and what they need rather than telling them how to behave is something that Children's Theater seems to be leading the way at nationally.
I think the Children's Theater leads the way in many ways. Thank you
thank
for
you.
Saying that. Sensory-friendly performance, December 15th, 4:30 p.m., free of charge to those who are on the autism spectrum.
Correct.
I think it's beautiful. Northwest Children's Theater presents Matilda the Musical, and it's running December 7th through the January 5th. Sarah Jane, you've been on KBOO and Stage and Studio several times through the years.
Yes, I have.
What's your best pitch for KBOO?
It's a vital community resource specifically for those interested in the arts. I think that I listen to this show specifically to find out what's going on. And sometimes I hear from artists I've never met, and then I get to reach out to them after the show.
Mm.
I think if you're, yeah, it's such a crowded marketplace out there for artists and for theater organizations in particular. And this particular show is just where it's at.
Well, I love being able to meet new people like Ella, but also to see old friends like Sarah Jane, you know. And because we're all a community here, and theater community really translates to KBOO community. Too,
yep.
Because it's all people who care about something, some
absolutely.
Cause, right? And for theater, it's put theater's the message, right? And
yeah.
way to reach people.
And so much of our advertising now is just one image, one sentence, and an opportunity to get on a show and talk a little bit in depth about why you picked the show, what is what's important about the show, really gives our audiences an opportunity to make informed decisions about what they want to do with their time and their money.
So, Ella, we were talking about people. Did you go take classes at Northwest Children's Theater?
I did when I was really young, uh-huh. and then when I was a freshman in high school, I was a part of Studio Northwest, which is basically their, it's like a mix of middle school and some high school students.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great program, wonderful program, loved it. We take classes.
So you came through the ranks.
Oh,
yeah,
totally. I went through the ranks and I met lots of people and it was great. Yeah.
So you got your training. Do
yeah.
do you see a future for yourself as an actor?
I sure
Actress?
Hope so. Yes.
Whatever.
I'm looking for theater education for college, and so I'm very excited for that.
You
yeah.
seem very motivated.
Thank you so
yes.
much.
Yes, and you're so talented.
Thank
I
you.
Wish you the world, you know.
Thank you.
I mean, I just think, Sarah Jane, you know, that it does offer a training ground, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you pointed out Maya at Milagro Theater.
Yeah.
She's
mm-hmm.
also at Teatro Luna now.
I know.
So she's
one of the favorite
part
of my jobs is watching what happens to the kids after they leave.
Yeah.
And I would say about a third of them go into theater.
Wow.
Another third stay in the nonprofit sector, in the arts sector or nonprofit sector. and the other third go on to hopefully change the world.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to hear from them. We have an alumni association. They come back and hang out with us. We're on our 27th season now.
Do you have scholarships too?
We do. We've actually never turned a child away for lack of funds to pay. We have a very robust scholarship program that's funded largely by our members, by the parents and patrons of the theater.
That's important.
Absolutely.
Good work that you're doing.
Thank you.
In the time remaining, just some final words about Matilda. You wanna say?
Absolutely. I think it's very easy to get despondent with the news and with the environment that we live in. Our kids are in lockdown practice during school hours, etc. I think Matilda is a way to fight back. The message is very positive, and the storytelling is unique. It's so child-centered. It's an opportunity for our kids to play kids on stage and inspire the next generation of Portlanders.
Wow. And Ella, what final words about Matilda?
I don't know if I can top that, but no, it was so well said. I think, it's inspirational. It's a show for kids and adults. It's both, and it'll make you feel empowered, and especially kids, it will make you feel like you have a place and you are able to make a difference. So, yeah.
Wow. Those are all important messages. We have about 30 seconds. You want to kind of promote the next show after Matilda?
Yeah, next up is Anita Menon and I are collaborating again on the Jungle Books, coming back for round two. We're very, very excited about that. It starts in January.
Oh, that's so exciting. Well, it was so great to meet you, Ella Carson.
Yeah, so good to meet you. Thank you so much.
And,
really appreciate it.
Break a leg Matilda. You're opening December 7th, running through January 5th. Showtimes are noon and 4:30 p.m. Northwest Children's Theater presents Matilda the Musical. And I have all that info at stageandstudio.org, kbu.fm/stageandstudio. I didn't say goodbye to you, Sarah Jane.
That's all right.
Sarah
bye-bye.
Jane Hardy.
Thank you so much. Thank you
again for coming. Northwest Children's Theater's web address is nwcts.org. So go to stageandstudio.org, kbu.fm/stageandstudio. I'll have the podcast later today. That's it for Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts, and we're going out with more music from Matilda the Musical.